It's Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part two of our March 21st, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
And so is Stitch.
Sly stuff. Anyways, back over the Jimmy Doan Show. We got Jimmy Doan, host, your host. We got lovely Lisa Metermaid. Holding up the applause thing. Very nice, very nice. I like that. Counselor Curtis.
Yo.
Poltergeist.
You might have to. The problem is if you. They might be able to identify him if you say anything other than Poltergeist. Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Can we move on?
Yeah, we can.
All right, good.
I did like the fact that when Tio Twaki emailed us, he goes, oh, you mean this guy? And, like, emailed us the high school picture of him.
Oh, yeah. Within, like, a half,
half an hour.
Freaking shit out.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, man.
We love you.
He
love
dug
you
a
Teal.
Hole under his hole to get in the next hole.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, we're moving along.
Okay, on census.
Census, yes. The census thing. Did everybody get their census thing?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, I got my census, baby.
Well, I love that. I love the part that it says, send this in, but, oh, by the way, tell us what it's on April 1st, April Fool's Day. The information is supposed to be as of April 1st.
Are you kidding me?
No, no. That's so I guess I'm supposed to look into the future to fill this out. Now,
you're going
to
see who's still going to be living at your residence in April 1st.
Exactly, exactly. So,
what I loved was the ad. Which is
what, the Super Bowl ad or which one?
No, the ad, which was it was like, so everyone can get their fair share.
Yeah, right. That's the whole idea. It's all about the money. It's all about the money, and they're running ads all the time here locally. They got the local people doing the ads for free on our government access channel. You know, please fill it out. Well, now I thought it was interesting that I did get this card in the mail. Did you get this card?
I don't know.
This is please fill out your census form. Uh-huh. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 languages.
Swedish, one of them.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are three of the languages that I can't. It's Cyrillic. You know, there's like one's Russian.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if this is Chinese or Japanese or Korean. One of them here, I believe, is Vietnamese.
Love you long time, sailor.
Love you long time.
Wing it over here.
Hoshiba.
So they're covering their bases there.
I understand, but what's interesting is it's the United States Census, and they want to make sure that if you can read any of these six languages, that you know what the heck's going on. So anyway,
you want number one, boom boom.
You want.
But here is the form, and of course you can continue on. This is the short form.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the short form. That's the short
there
form.
There is no such thing.
No, I want long form. I want long form GI.
This is the short form.
Yeah.
And so I was lucky to get the short form.
No black snake.
Imagine no black snake.
So anyway, there's been this thing going around on the internet that says, what do you actually have to put? What do you actually have to put on there by law before somebody shows up with a gun to extract the information? And apparently, somebody's citing. I'm looking here at the thing here on the webpage. Apparently, all you have to do is to tell them. You don't have to tell them your name or anything. Apparently, all you have to do is tell them how many people are actually living
right.
in the house on April 1st, and that's all. You know, one, boom,
right.
end of story.
That's all that matters.
And then what happens, of course, if you don't finish filling out this form, it'd be interesting to see, because Jimmy's going to try it. Jimmy is...
we
may not have any more Jimmy Doan shows, because he's going to just put on here one, and then...
mail it back
and see what happens. And, of course, I don't know...
A team of census takers.
They will be... And, of course, what's going
to
be...
To count you.
That's right. Well, what'll be interesting is to see how they're dressed. If they're all dressed with, like, little masks over their face, you know, so that only their eyes show through, and their
right.
bulletproof vests
yeah.
with census taker written on the back,
uh-huh. you
know, instead of ATF, it'll say census.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up, at various doors to make sure I can't get out of here.
Sounds like Target to me.
Target practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If I see FBI in the back, yeah, not so much. But census, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what the ramifications are of this after. Because they've hired like 3 or 4 million people to go door to door.
Yeah.
The people that
count them up.
Count them up, yeah.
Well, I work for a living.
you're the, about the only one here that does.
And when they show up to my door, my dog will answer.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that. And he'll answer, too.
He won't be happy.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he'll do. Actually, I went down through that census thing, Jimmy, and there was this, I'm Caucasian. You know what I found fascinating about that thing is that they had a whole separate block on there to describe what sort of Hispanic you were, and then they said, well, Hispanic is not necessarily a race.
Yeah.
You read that in there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, what I thought about...
Man, they're not even a race.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
And so I went down there, and I wrote other, and I wrote American in the bottom.
I love it.
Well, I thought what I might do is to check them all.
Right, right, exactly.
I mean,
I got one of these.
No, I get, yeah, I'm all of these. Yeah. You know, just check them all and see what happens when they yeah. feed it through the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be visited.
You'll be visited.
But I wrote, I checked other, wrote American, called it good, sent it in the mail.
Well, but, oh, then you're, but this is probably.
My dog will answer the door. Have a nice day.
I understand, but it is supposed to be as of April 1st. It says right on there, April 1st.
All right, well,
so.
I'm still American on yeah. April 1st. Like, you know,
well, you don't, I don't know.
Come on that
Sounds
one.
To me like you might be subversive.
I am subversive.
So,
according to the definition that's been provided by the Democrats.
Well, you might be a terrorist then.
And I'm a terrorist as well, according to the definition provided by the Democrats.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you work for the U.S. government, so it's okay.
Yeah, and I defend America from terrorists. So, you know,
right.
what does that tell you?
Not good enough.
It's, yeah, apparently not.
Well,
snake
this is
eating
this,
its own tail.
This, of course, goes right into the next thing, which is McCain and Lieberman legislation to deny Miranda rights to terrorists create indefinite detentions. This sounds
Lieberman
like, no,
sounds like a Nazi.
No,
to
well,
me.
These guys are getting together on this.
Like,
they want
if those
to,
two
they
guys get together. Both, you know, a lot of times I'm kind of for it. So I'll tell you that now.
Okay, really.
Yeah, because I, you know, I differ with a lot of what they say and do, but
two wrongs
on the
make
whole,
it right.
They're trying to move forward in a positive manner rather than the wackiness that you see.
Well, the thing about it, of course, is as always, this is one of those things that is broad enough. You might like the idea on so many of these things. You like the idea,
right?
But then the implementation is by the government. And
well,
right,
yeah,
and so
downhill.
And so they want to prohibit the reading. They prohibit the reading of Miranda warnings to terrorist suspects now, and granting the government power to detain indefinitely anyone it the government. That's this, I say the government a person perceives as a threat, and the allowed detention is based on the potential intelligence value of the individual or other such matters as president may consider appropriate. Whoa, as other. I mean. All you have to do is say it's appropriate that you're detained forever.
Yeah, but from the president, so you know he's rolling over on it.
Well,
so that's pretty soft language on that end.
All right. McCain and Lieberman, they seek to avoid the problems of evidence becoming inadmissible in court by doing away with the courts. the bill would grant military the power to indefinitely detain high-value detainees without criminal charges and without trial for the duration of the hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners in which the individual has engaged or which the individual has purposely and materially supported.
Yeah, keep in mind what a high-value individual is. There is a definition for that.
Okay, but...
That we understand, and that's kind of what I do. So, you know, the high-value individuals are, you know, guys like Osama, sorry, a Freudian slip, and Zawahiri, and guys like that. You know, high-end Taliban, Al-Qaeda guys.
Okay.
That we know they are.
Okay, so this could never be abused.
Well, anything can be abused, as you have so poignantly illustrated on many occasions. But in this case, you know, they're talking about guys that we would actually, you know, if we found them roaming about the world somewhere, we'd send a lot of people in to get them.
Yeah. Well, of course, one of the things that I've seen happen in this is some of the rhetoric that comes out is, and we've seen this actually several times since the founding of this country with the Alien Sedition Acts and in around, you know, around the Revolutionary War, and
it's trickled down supremacy
and the suspension of the Constitution during the Civil War and the more alien sedition during the First World War. We see that it's this either you're for us or against this thing, and if you speak out against, you know, you suddenly you're not a patriot. If you say, wait a minute, we're not doing the right thing here, then, you know, suddenly you are. I've seen the rhetoric that some people imply that you are in the terrorist camp. You are giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Yeah.
We saw that during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
They, you know, you are by protesting the war, you are automatically on the side of giving aid. Treason. It's treason.
Well, to a certain extent, they were in the PR campaign, and that's exactly what the NVA, or, you know, North Vietnamese government was playing on.
Well, they're doing,
played us like a fiddle.
Well, and it is common knowledge that the Iranians and the people that are, you know, Hamas and the other quote terrorist groups are exactly following the same playbook.
They've made it
crystal clear that if they stay there long enough, and let's face it, we're talking about Afghanistan, for God's sakes, which is it's called the swallower of empires for a reason.
Yeah,
they've never been beaten, never. You know,
well, it's not the Afghanis that have been beaten. It's the fact that that terrain has never been defeated. They got mountains, they got everything.
They got caves, and the whole point is that literally since before Ottoman times and everything, this has been a place where that sort of mentality has, you know, for generations. And of course, a lot of these little valleys are enclaves where. The local warlord is, you know, controls a place about the size of Gainesville, and there's thousands of these places.
Sure, exactly.
And so
that's the way it is.
And so my point is that a lot of these people have read the Vietnam playbook and said, well, all we have to do is basically do a little. There was another article on about the increasing sophistication of the IEDs, and the simple fact is that all we have to do is wait them out. And the United States citizenry will finally say, we've had enough. We spent a trillion dollars, and we're going to go home now.
Well, I don't know if they read the playbook from Vietnam, but they read the playbook from their own experience with Russia.
Exactly. Exactly.
They were able to do, you know, Russia in.
Can you imagine?
The difference is, though, that Russians were trying to take over Afghanistan proper.
Right.
And we're trying to defeat the Taliban, which is somewhat in, you know, the Afghanis, they kind of like, you know, I don't really like living under these knuckleheads, so I'm kind of helping you.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. You do have a little more support, but the bottom line is you can't project your feelings and your thoughts and your ways of how people react into Afghanistan. That's what Americans try to do.
Right.
You know, and our military understands this.
Well, except
very well that you can't project that into there. You can't. You have to think like they think.
Exactly. And that is why our military has, you know, put together an alliance with the opium dealers, basically.
Yeah,
I mean, they said, okay, you guys can grow all the opium you want. No problem. We'll get out of your way here. And because we're, you
and
know,
please send some to the Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right. Yeah, while you're here, we're going to need some H here in a little while.
Hope not. You guys don't need that.
It's H is for health.
No, it's not.
Okay. Enough of it is.
It's not.
We could at least sell some and like support the studio electricity power.
No,
Okay. No. All right. Well, we won't go there. Anyway, that. The point.
All right, good.
The point is the point that I see on this is that let me ask you the question. Okay. Do you see a way, a nice, comfortable way out of this?
Comfortable way?
Yeah.
No, there's never a comfortable way.
Okay. Well, then how about any way?
Well, there's a way. Yeah.
And it is?
Well, the way would be to attempt to try to get the Afghanis to kick the Taliban guys out. That's who you're going after, right?
Okay.
You're not going after the Afghanis.
Right.
And the trouble there is that most of your Afghani help isn't much help at all. So,
well, not only that, but aren't the
interwoven
Taliban people, isn't it like trying to get rid of the Catholics in this country? I mean, they're American.
No. The Taliban, for the most part, are imports.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're foreigners.
So they're the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, so the idea is that you make yourself appear to the Afghanis that, I'm kind of an immigrant here, but I'm here to help you get rid of these immigrants you don't like.
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Yeah,
well, no, because that has a whole different connotation.
I'm from another government, and I'm here to help you.
Right,
well,
right.
No,
right about
I
to
am
say.
Just, I am
literally,
just
you are.
To help you get rid of these people that you really don't want to have around.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what the whole policy, well, it's
but the
what
question,
the military's approach to
it. Of course,
it.
The
you know,
question
the government
is...
policy is, apologetic. So, but, as far as the military goes, it's like, look, we need your help to help you get rid of these people that you don't want in your country. Because most Afghanis do not want the Taliban in there.
Is there a mercenary market out there in the sense of...
Yeah, but the Afghanis don't have enough money to pay for that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But we do.
But yeah, why don't we just buy them?
We borrow the money from China. We buy them off from China.
We got no money.
We find a gumbo.
All our money is coming from China now.
Yeah, so we can just...
Because you got Obama.
Yeah.
Hope and change.
So
the change was that we're going to get the Chinese to pay for everything.
But why don't we do everything under the cover and just hire a bunch of mercenaries to go in there and wipe out the Taliban?
Yeah, what would be
under no flag?
That'd be hard policy wise.
It would be cheaper.
Administration.
Pardon me.
Current administration.
I mean, politically,
but
logistically,
right.
But I mean, isn't that what the CIA does now to a large extent?
To a certain extent, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
Well, so what happens if it doesn't work?
Then you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean is that.
Then you have a hotbed of Taliban, and then we still stay there. Our best exit strategy is to get the Taliban, get the Afghanis to the point where they will not accept the Taliban, and they will do everything they can to kick them out.
Okay,
you have to get the Afghanis to do that, not the military. The military's not going to do it.
Okay, now here's my question, though. We've already agreed that basically there's couple of hundred or a thousand, however many warlords there are, and their little enclaves all over the place, and they want to maintain their own control, obviously.
Right.
So now,
and they don't want the Taliban in there messing with their stuff.
I understand that.
Yeah. But just to make it clear, they
but
don't
why
want
can't,
the Taliban in
why
there
can't
either.
The guy in the size of Gainesville that controls his when the Taliban shows up, he says we don't want you here.
Yeah, that doesn't work because they bring guns.
Ah, so you're telling me the warlords people that are controlling
these
little enclaves don't have
people?
They don't have any guns or
They have to make a decision. They go like, well, can I exist as still a warlord and yet kind of have some sort of conciliatory relationship with the Taliban?
Right.
And do I really want to put up with that bullshit? Sorry, Eric. Do I really want to put up with that? and that's what they have to weigh. But you're absolutely right. You're not going to take like Afghanistan and make it some sort of unified country.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way that's going to happen.
So what you're saying though is that the Taliban could.
No, well the Taliban does because it creeps in.
I understand that, but the whole idea is if
they're taking over.
If they take over one enclave at a time, what you're saying is that ultimately there would be Taliban Afghanistan?
Grey goo.
Right. Well, that's the way it was before we came in. Basically, you had a bunch of Afghanis that didn't want them in there, the Northern Alliance in particular.
Right.
Because when we went into Afghanistan, we did not go into Afghanistan. There was a handful of people in there. I mean, virtually, compared to the number of troops you have there now.
Yeah.
There was a handful of people. And it was more for providing them, the Afghanis, the intel and the support that they needed. You know, basically the cavalry. So the Afghanis were fighting
that
war.
Wait, that's the cavalry.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said Calvary, which is...
Did I?
That's the hill that Jesus was...
My apologies.
No problem. It's real common.
Well, I'm into my third beer.
Ah!
So, you know.
Okay.
You know how these things go.
I understand.
At the bottom of the beer, it's a Calvary.
Yeah, so basically America was the Calvary that supported that effort. So, you know, that's what you're looking at. And so now you're trying to reinvigorate that to a certain extent. But and I think McChrystal has that. He understands that.
But he wanted, certainly the word was out that he wanted a lot more than what he got in the way of troops. I mean, he said really. I mean, the secret was another 80,000 to 100,000. And what did he end up with? 30,000 or 30?
Yeah, right.
And so I mean, he said basically.
Can't do what I got.
Politically,
we do it for them or they do it for us, and that's the difference.
Okay.
Is everybody just too dispersed over there for us to go?
They're
with?
Pretty dispersed.
They are tremendous. I mean, you know, I've done a little Google map, whatever. This. I mean, you to think that you could actually have enough people on the ground is just you're dreaming. You're dreaming.
From outer space, they look like little tiny ants.
Well, not only that, it's like even if you could identify them all, it's getting there and getting back. I mean, there's like no roads. I mean,
desert.
The mountains. We're talking about the Switzerland, you know, 10 times the size of Switzerland, all mountains and caves.
Like, who cares, man?
Well, that's
rugged.
Yeah. I mean, it
is. Jimmy has captured it correctly when he's talking about these enclaves. And that's exactly the way Afghanistan works. You have enclaves. And they rule their enclave.
I say let the Taliban just take them over and see what happens.
No.
Why not?
What? You want them to take over again?
Why not?
Well, then they have a breeding spot for their knuckleheadedness.
Yeah, and?
Uh-huh.
And then you could target them.
Right.
You could do that.
I mean, once they
that's an option.
Once they convert,
let them take it. Let them take it all.
and then
blow it up.
then we know where to send the missiles.
Right. You could do that.
We just start shipping in virgins.
I've said that all along. I mean, you get the whatever. What's the restaurant?
Why don't we ship them over here?
What's the restaurant? Hooters. You get a bunch of Hooters girls to go through to do a.
Oh, I thought you were on Rachel's.
Open
up
better.
A few Rachel's over there.
Or Club Wana.
Right. Herd them all
circus,
in there.
Circus.
All right. Well, there you go.
And then you have all the breasts loaded with explosives.
Titty bombs.
I see. That's why
no, this
you guys
is not
are
a
not
good
military strategist.
Well, no,
wait. We're as good as the rest of them.
No, I didn't. You know, you leave. You don't. The girls. You get the girls out of there. You leave the bombs.
Now the problem is you walk away and it's a targeting problem. Yeah, you can go hit the Taliban strongholds, but how do you figure out where those are? You have to have people on the ground.
No, I understand that.
The question is, do you want to try to, you know, stem the tide now,
nope.
Or do you want to like back out and try to hit them later?
I say to
each
his own.
A lot harder to do.
Well, yeah. Well, you say that, but what's going to be interesting is when we ultimately run out of money, or when the American.
Well, we're already out of money.
Well, what I'm saying is when the population does the Vietnam War thing. You know, when you finally have tens and tens and tens of thousands of people marching in 50
this
different
half
cities,
of the earth against this half of the earth.
Yeah, marching in cities and, you know, threatening to lynch certain politicians, and they say, well, we're just going to, you know, we're going to pull a Saigon get out thing.
Yeah, they should be doing that right now for healthcare, but, you know.
I understand that.
Yeah, but I want to get back in the healthcare debate thing.
Okay, good. Well, okay, moving along.
There you go.
The next thing that comes up on the Jimmy Doan cheat sheet here is the feds are considering going undercover on social networks. They've decided to...
Considering
to look at Facebook and Twitter. They're now... The federal police agencies under the Justice Department include the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the BATF, and the IRS. All are apparently... They're authorized the undercover IRS agents to run businesses for an extended sting operation and to open their own personal bank accounts.
Sweet.
So that people won't know where they're coming from. But anyway, they...
If you don't know that they have been online monitoring and pretending to be various personalities for literally the last decade, I mean, that's...
By the way, I did want to give a nice shout-out to 45ACP, who is now following us.
Oh, that's right.
Tweets
yes.
on Twitter. So
yeah. Oh, that's right.
Thank you so much. He's got 553 followers and 1,407 tweets, following 1,401 people. So hey,
woo-hoo. We're in there.
Nice to say hi, 45ACP.
Which reminds me, let me just finish this up. But strict interpretation of the law, criminal law would be unreasonable. And so apparently, apparently if you're a Fed and you go on MySpace, you have to tell them you're a Fed. So yeah, good luck on that. So anyway, the deal is that I've noticed we've gotten a fair chunk of hits on the Jimmy Doan site, which some people are downloading the right stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And you can email jimmy@jimmydoan.com, and he will answer your questions.
Yeah.
Or Lisa.
Yeah, or Lisa, right.
She will answer your question. By the way, speaking of Lisa, I do have a question for her.
All right.
Which would she like a ride in, a helicopter or an airplane?
Plane.
Ooh, helicopter.
No, she said plane.
Airplane?
Airplane, okay.
What kind of airplane?
Come on out to Colorado, and I'll take you up there.
He took me up, and it's fun. It'd be more fun with you, I'm sure, but
I did have a comment from him. He also said that the Taliban took Afghanistan back to the Stone Age.
Yeah, right.
I
think that's an improvement, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking they were pretty much...
Yeah, that was an upgrade.
Anyway,
from the dirt age to the Stone Age.
So Link, she wants to ride an airplane, I'm afraid, so...
Okay.
No problem.
There you go.
Good.
Have him send an email to lisa@jimmydoan.com.
lisa@jimmydoan.com.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, or you could just come out here with Eric when I can get Eric to come out here.
Oh, God.
To visit.
Which reminds me, you're scheduled to show up here in about a month, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. No, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Ms. Jimmy has been telling me I've got to clean the garage up now.
Hey, by the way, K-Man is on the chat, and he says bring Lisa the Sun and Fun.
Okay, well, we can probably do that.
We can do that. I got a hotel room booked at your hotel room for 4 days. So.
Yeah, no, I know. We're good to go.
All right. I don't
you
have
got to bring my good friend Gino with me, though.
Yeah. We're going to have to drag him down there.
Yeah,
He's only an hour away, so we can get him.
Gino rocks.
So here's one that EJ, who is actually coming in tonight, New York lawmaker is sponsoring a bill to ban salt.
What?
Yeah, to ban salt. That's right. They've got the fat ban already up there in New York. They've made it
the super fats.
Yeah, the super fats restaurants. And
so salt, I mean, something so universal it's been used as money. I mean, something...
It was the number one first aired Star Trek episode with a salt creature that sucked the salt out of you.
Yeah.
It was actually episode number 6, but it was aired first.
I mean,
anyway,
tells you the importance of salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And yet this lawmaker, and apparently his father died of heart disease.
So what's his father's name? I mean, it's going to be the salt. You know,
Do you mean the name of the bill?
Yeah, the Phil Schwartz salt bill, you know, whatever.
Well, this just underlines the sort of Democrat mentality of it. Look, it's good for one person, so it's good for everybody.
There you go.
You got this. Hey, this one guy died, man. We could have stopped it. So everybody do it this way.
Now let me.
Bodies are for hookers and fat people.
Let me just. Do you have this? Can you put this up there? Show the Jimmy Doan whatever the Jimmy News. Here's the latest article on that. This is tax soda pizza to cut obesity. Researchers say.
Mm-hmm.
This is Reuters from Chicago. I love this. U.S. researchers, and of course we don't know who they are. Estimate.
Now, these are some people who are sitting in the back of McDonald's greasing some hamburgers.
They estimate that an 18% tax on pizza and soda can push down U.S. adults' calorie intake enough to lower their average weight by 2 kilograms per year.
Now, Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
I mean, this is amazing that they are pushing
I've been saying
now,
it.
You know,
I've been saying you get your government diet. Wait till this healthcare thing goes through.
The researchers
writing their diet in the mail.
Yep.
Researchers writing in the Journal of Archives of Internal Medicine on Monday suggested taxing should use as a weapon in the fight against obesity, which costs the United States an estimated $147 billion a year in health costs. Now, of course, I love this stuff because it costs the United States.
It costs all, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, who's that? An estimated, you know, like,
right.
It's 147, not 146. We estimate $147 billion a year. And it's certainly not about the money. With two-thirds of the Americans either overweight or obese,
because
policymakers are increasingly looking at taxing as a way to address obesity on a population level.
Right.
And it's certainly not about the money.
Because if you paid $1 trillion, we'd all live forever.
Right.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they would lower the average weight by 5 pounds a year, which, of course, when you consider it...
Nothing burger.
Well, when you consider that you would get the Twiggy models in on this, and in the average...
Hey.
don't bash on the Twiggy models. What is that?
No. Stitch is not exactly a plump individual.
No, you're not. No. You're, what I'm saying is, but you could look. But what's going to happen when they make you lose 40 pounds?
No, I'd be dead.
Oh, but that's okay. That's part of Obamacare.
Yeah, right.
That's the.
There'll be a death penalty.
The meta-death.
Time to go to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you. So anyway, the point is that the American Heart Association is in on this apparently. But I love this. The average loss is 5 pounds a year, and that's just fine. So you got somebody that weighs, you know, is on Channel 61 here at 428 pounds.
Woo!
And by the time they're 100, they'll be down to an average weight, you know, that would be, assuming that they would do it. But my point is, it's an average. So here you've got, it's like when they did the mileage on the cars. You end up with enough Priuses to balance off the Hummers, so to speak.
Well, in gas, you know, consumption. Yeah,
so the average is still 35 because you got a couple of cars that do 900 miles an hour.
Right.
And you got the ones that everybody wants that do 7. Average.
Right. Hey, by the way, I did get a response.
Okay.
I got Navy 1, Marine 0 off of the question for Lisa. So.
Uh huh.
Navy 1, Marine 0?
Yeah, because Marine 1
is the helicopter that...
Nate, right. She voted for the plane.
Actually, you know, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, but you know who actually is the pilot for Marine 1, or at least one of them? Gino's cousin.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
So we got to get a hold of that. That's good. Hey, Gino.
All right,
Gino, we're your friend.
Lisa has options.
So, yeah. No, that's right. So I love this. The fact is that they're going to tax soda and pizza...
They're going to save us all.
That's right. Well, not only that, they're going to get in the agriculture department. They're going to use agriculture subsidies should be used to make healthful foods such as locally grown vegetables and fruits and whole grains less expensive. Now, here's the deal. It's not doesn't make them any less expensive. It's like when they subsidize. Let's say a carrot costs $50.
Right.
And they subsidize it with your tax money for $49.90. So to you, it costs a dime.
Right.
The carrot's still $50.
Right.
Well, I heard a great explanation the other day that some liberals were on, I don't know, CNN, and they said, well, hey, this couple they were going into foreclosure, and this new government program, Obama, has forestalled the foreclosure for a while, and it's great because now everything's better since now the wife is on disability and the husband is on unemployment. So now they have enough money to afford their.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah.
And so they don't have.
God.
I mean, this is because when they were working, they didn't have enough money.
Right.
But now that they're not working,
everything's okay.
Everything's fine. Okay, well that's good.
Let's drink the Kool-Aid, shall we?
Yeah. Man, they're passing it around at the house tonight.
I tell you what,
man. I mean, whatever the Kool-Aid is tonight at the House of Representatives.
It should be over by now. It's about 10 o'clock here,
it
almost.
It's going down.
So the next, to dovetail on what we were just talking about, the FDA is targeting the processing of spices. This is talking about the salt in a bid to make the supply safer, as if spices are, you know, an essential death threat.
What?
In the middle of a nation.
It's been dangerous for centuries.
Dangerous women. You ready for this? The Food and Drug Administration is reexamining the safety of a culinary staple found in every restaurant, food manufacturing plant, and home kitchen pantry, spices. In the middle of a nationwide outbreak of salmonella illness linked to black and red pepper,
Wait a minute. Some salt, damn it. Give me some salt.
Salt. What is it? Spicy salt or salty
spicy
salt? Or
salt. That's what I want. I want spicy hot salt, baby.
Spicy salt.
Smiley spice.
Slicky, slimy salt.
Complete control of this entire podcast, my friend.
You can process the spices all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway,
so
I love this.
This is the kind of government job that was saved.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, but here's the...
Here's
the tragedy. I'm sure that you heard about the nationwide outbreak of salmonella illness. I mean, it was like front page news nowhere. And there have been...
In between.
There have been...
Left nowhere and right nowhere.
That's exactly. There have been 16, mind you, 16 recalls since 2001. That's like two a year.
I'm going to wash my hands.
Tainted prices.
Jeez.
I mean, my God, it's the end of the world. Most healthy people infected with salmonella recover within days, but the illness can be serious or even fatal for small children, elderly, and those who...
Oh, well, Jimmy, it's about the children.
That's it.
You didn't say that before.
So it turns out that...
Started out with
the recall. It turns out there's some salami products. They have been linked to 249 illnesses in 49 states. No deaths. So anyway... FDA wants to get in on that.
Well, salami's been linked.
Contamination of raw ingredients has long been a problem for the spice. I don't think so. Of course, what they say is the problem.
Long been a problem.
One of the things you do get at garage sales, if nothing else, is people will sell off their spice.
Oh, the people in Miami lamenting the spice problem. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, you can it's like they don't stay on your shelf forever.
Right. Oh, no. There's always a problem. Yeah, I mean, the big spice uproar of 76, I remember.
Well,
that.
Now that wasn't...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Was bad.
It's a good thing they got those regulators in place after that.
Well, the spice mine... Weren't they going to send you to the spice mines of Keldor or something? They were going to send... The tin guy.
We're mining worms.
The tin guy.
No, it was, C-3PO. He was worried that they're going to...
Spice mines of... Yes, of course. How, yes.
How could you forget?
I don't know. It's a historical account.
It's just documentary. The documentary.
I've seen many times.
C-3PO. That was in, like, number... In the first one, which was, like, number three or four. I guess it was number four. And they were worried...
New Hope.
New Hope, and he was worried they're going to send him to the spice mines
or whatever
it was. So, and that's always a worry. So the FDA will prevent that.
I'll check.
All right.
On
so
that.
Did you find anything at garage sales just real quick? Since you mentioned that.
Oh man, I scored big at garage sales. I ate them a lot.
Let's hear it. Bring it.
What did I get at garage? Oh, I got a DVD player.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of HO grades trains that I'm going to put on eBay. Hopefully make some money.
Really?
With
them. Oh, really?
Three boxes.
Oh man, I love HO trains.
Three
those
boxes.
Cool. Look at that, you got fired.
Hey, give me a heads up, man. What the?
Well, now wait a minute. These are for the craftsperson. You have to understand, these are little DIY trains. They're not...
No. I'm with you, man.
They're
do-it-yourself trains, man. I could do it.
I have got literally 40 pounds. I've got probably...
Are they rusted or anything?
No.
No.
How much do you want for it?
I'm like $100.
At least don't turn it that way. That's not going to work.
Helping out with the room here, man.
That's it. A little long distance.
Left, right.
Yeah,
left,
yeah.
Two rotations.
Okay, that. No, put your hands this way. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and do that.
I love it. So anyway, I scored several things. Oh, and I did score another green screen.
Dude, I'm serious, man. What's up with the HO train?
I'll send you a picture of them.
What do you want?
I'd send you the whole... I'd have to put them into three boxes. Right now, they're in three boxes. So I'd have to put them in a fairly large... Probably two boxes worth.
No, at least the other way.
Yeah. You almost got it.
I love it. The other way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it down here.
All right. You don't have...
Notice...
She doesn't have any sides up yet.
No sides.
Well, she's trying to get it into a differentiator.
I did get a...
If you pull those little cubes apart, you can put them back onto the little sticky things
way. You can do the stitch routine. I pull the stickers off and then just move them around and make it look good.
Or just spray paint the whole thing blue.
Yeah.
You guys ruin Rubik's cubes all over the earth.
Or you can... What you can do, the way... I have found out that the way they're doing the Sudoku puzzles these days,
uh-huh.
Those are the mathematics ones, you know?
Yeah, Sudoku.
Yeah, right. And what they've done is in the elementary schools
here. Well pronounced, Curtis.
Is they just fill it in with random numbers and deem that they add up correctly.
It's a Sudoku.
No, this is what they're doing. It's just, you know, all you do is you get this thing. It's got about. It's like
just put whatever numbers you want in
it. It doesn't matter. And then you just say, and you deem that all of the columns and rows and the
and that's
the
what our government does.
No, that's right. And you deem that this, and that's correct, and you get an A.
Some more terrifying budget cuts in Miami. I saw, Jimmy, where the full time chicken catcher has been let go.
Oh no!
I know.
Oh my God! In Miami, like a.
Like chickens.
Was he furloughed without pay? And
I don't know. I'm thinking they probably moved him over to something else. Yeah. Or they made him part-time. Probably paid him the same amount.
Maybe they could turn him into an alligator catcher down there. Or food for an alligator. Yeah. Here, go catch him with your bare hands. Ha ha. Comes right off the...
Chicken catchers with the alligators.
That's right. I was going to talk about the biometric national ID card. I guess you're for that, Stitch. When any two senators get together.
Yeah.
I saw here that...
Is that Stitch rule?
Yeah, Stitch rule.
When any two bipartisan senators get together.
Chuckie Schumer and Lindsey Graham, they want a biometric national ID card, ensure that illegal work...
ID card,
And they said a necessary with... It's to keep illegal immigrants from getting jobs so that everybody that wants a job... We'll have to show this, and what they're figuring is the biometric part will be the veins on the back of your hand.
Great.
Yeah.
That's just great.
No, that's right. So I've
been so biometricized.
But don't get into that. Don't fall into that trap of, look, if you have nothing to hide, you don't mind if we investigate your house, do you?
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You got nothing
like
to hide? Can we tear your car apart and see if there's anything there?
Well, you know.
Well, the thing is going to be
that they put it back together better than it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is not the Gene Hackman or whatever it is.
Put an upgrade in.
No, it's
what was the
close
French?
It,
it's not the French Connection where they put that guy's Lincoln back together again.
Ooh, yeah.
No government database would house everyone's information. The cards would not contain any private information, medical information, or tracking devices. I love that they have to assure us that it wouldn't. And of course, it couldn't be used. It's a national ID, but what's interesting is you look on your Social Security card, and it says not to be used for identification. But just try and get a loan. Try and do almost anything without giving them a Social Security number. I mean, literally, I went into the bank one time, and I said, you know, the federal law says this is not to be used for identification. They said, and we don't have to give you the loan. And end of story. So, I mean, that squashed that. But we were talking about the federal budget deficit. What I love is the stealth taxes. This is what they did here locally last year.
Oh, it was stealth paint.
Yes, that's right. The stealth taxes. What they're going to do is they don't call them taxes. They call them fees or fines and here locally.
Services
right? For services.
Services.
Right? Yes.
Services. Yeah. Always a crowd pleaser.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know.
All these taxes may be presented as serving virtuous ends, but they also have something else in common. They help plug budget holes deepened by the recession, bailouts, and billions in stimulus spending.
Plug budget holes almost is close I was really close to thinking of something
hole.
Different.
That's right. Plug the budget hole. That's right. Mm-hmm. But I love this. First of all, they spend the money, and then they say, oops, we're going to have to get the money. We're spending the money on you. And by the way, now we're going to tax the bejesus out of you to give you your money back. I mean, you talk about bribing people with their own money. It's so funny. It has the advantage of raising revenue without drawing too much attention to the tightening fiscal noose.
Fiscal and budget are also another thing.
Yeah.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
No, we're willing to learn.
But I love this. They talk about international. France promising to improve the environment is planning to introduce a carbon tax. In Finland, where the government says it wants to improve diets, taxes are back on candy and soft drinks. Similarly, Denmark has added tobacco and some fatty foods to the list of tax products. Well, here in Florida, the cigarette tax is like $2.50 or $3 now on a pack.
Oh, yeah.
Per pack. So.
Well, those are sins.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, they're sins. And, of course, it's fascinating. Of course, if you bring more than a carton across the border, you know, that's...
It's a pack of sins.
It's a pack of sins. That's right.
Pack of sins.
That's it.
A carton of sins.
So anyway, but it's interesting because here locally, they raised all of the fees, the parking fees and the violations on a ton of stuff. I mean, you know, in a fire lane or in a parking meter right now, $20. If you don't put that quarter in, if you're late after the quarter, it's $20. They wanted to do 30, but they felt guilty. They said, well, I don't know. 20 seems fair enough, but 30, I don't know. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Really? So then the budget guy comes up and says that based on the 50 or so increases in the fines and the fees that were here locally, that they could count on about the budget is around $230 million, that they could get about a half a million extra dollars to help plug the butthole in their budget. and they said,
get
fine.
Get over.
Kinky.
But you have to understand that...
When does it stop?
It doesn't. And he hasn't had anything to drink either.
No.
I mean, he's got his hands on...
I got like three or four more I really want to play.
He's got his hands on the button, and we're, this is bad.
I'm amping out here.
The point is that they spent the money before they got it. Surprise, surprise. And this is in a town, we have, by law, of course, the budget has to be balanced because we can't print any money down here. But I love this. Is there a chance that somebody would spend the money before they get it? I don't know. So another, in Tennessee at any rate, they've decided to tax the hotels for free breakfast. So now the complimentary breakfast at many hotels in Tennessee have stirred the appetite of state revenue officials. I love it.
That's good.
What you got cooking?
Yeah, that's it, right. The budget-strapped states hope to get an estimated $10
million
for its coffers
bacon.
From the sweet rolls of coffee.
I smell bacon.
That's right.
Bacon.
No bacon.
Man,
it doesn't smell like a free breakfast to me.
Bacon goes with everything, man.
That's right.
If you sprinkle bacon bits on top of bacon, I'll bet you go back in time.
Yeah, no, you probably would.
So they're gonna get the money one way or the other. I hope everybody's buying gold still. We're still heavy in the gold department. I hope that everybody understands that the gold. I've been watching the Mark Faber on Lou Rockwell, and also Gary North is one of my favorites on Lou Rockwell. He does a lot of talking about the coming Armageddon. He's been a gold type person, erudite, whatever. He's a big religious guy too, which is a little crazy, but still, he's been writing for over 30 years, and he's on lourockwell.com. And also, I listened to Stefan Molyneux the other day again, and he really came up with some good stuff, and he was laughing. One of the funny, I forget which one, it's in the 1600s now.
That's Free Domain Radio.
Yeah, Free Domain Radio. And he had this thing of talking about why people are, the education system, and he was laughing. He has a very infectious laugh. And he was saying, well, he was talking about the blame game. Okay, that's enough. His life is way better than that.
I know. I'm just kidding.
He was talking about the blame game and how people that when the fact that a lot of the politicians were blaming the voters for doing stupid things. You know, you voters, you can't understand what the hell. And yet when the politicians do something wrong, they say, oh, well, you know, it's not that bad. We're all in this together. You know, let's not point fingers. Let's move on. And he was laughing because the funny part of it is when you realize that 90% of the people that have been trained or indoctrinated, any way you want to call it, for the last 30 or 40 years have been in government schools. And they've been indoctrinated with this moral relativism that it's all okay. The diversity, you know, we're all in this together.
None shall pass.
And so... You know, is it any?
I got a call from.
Is it any wonder that they're stupid? You trained them. You know.
I got a call from a potential client, and
she turned me into a newt.
Yeah, she said. Well, I can't pay you.
I got better.
And I said, okay, well, you can't pay me. And she said, yeah. She said, but I've done a lot of good things for the community. I'm not lying.
That was your pay.
Yeah, that's what her offer was.
Right.
Her offer was all the past good things she had done for the community, apparently.
Wow.
Line them up.
My community.
Yeah, that's right. Take that.
How about my community between my belly button and my knees?
That's right. That's right, darling. I mean, can I take that through, can I put that through the cash register or, you know? It's like when on The Simpsons when they take the little baby and run it through the thing in the checkout. Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is, you know, kids doing artwork, man. They sent their dollars in.
Oh, can you imagine?
They did their good.
Yeah, they did good. I sat down in art class in a government-run school and sent in a dollar that my teacher said might get somebody in Katrina $100.
Right.
This is the civics lesson. Oh, my.
That was your whole plan. I mean, it's like, in the words of Bill Murray, 17th century French poetry, what a complete waste of time.
Je vais suivre ces révitrons de mouvement de femme inconnue.
God, I mean.
Well, of course, it gets better because a panel now.
Andy McDowell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have watched that movie 100 times. Honest to God. I mean, that is one of the...
a complete waste of time. Then he immediately snaps in.
Yeah.
Best of the best.
Yeah, well, this is what they do. So.
Well, but I love this. Here's the thing. Panel proposes single standard for all schools. Not content with the school boards around the country. These people, a panel of educators, now you know where they were educated.
Top men.
Top,
right?
That's right. Top men. That's right. Well, who said this? Top men.
Yeah,
that's
right. Right. And why is men on top?
That's right.
Men.
State school superintendents and state school superintendents, of course, they got nothing to grind on this.
What about superintendents?
That's right. Proposed a uniform.
Superintendent.
That's right. And everybody's on double secret probation.
Right, exactly.
set of academic standards on Wednesday, laying out their vision for what all the nation's public school children should learn in math and English year by year from kindergarten through high school graduation. They've got all the answers.
They got the plan right there.
Right there. You don't have to know another thing. They have the plan.
Boy, I need a Cylon soundtrack for their eyes, you know, like a whoa, you know, whatever. For the vision.
Yeah.
There's your vision.
But I mean, you have to understand that that it's been 8 years ago. What is that?
I don't know. Something happened.
Snitch, you here?
No, I think he blazed out, but he'll come back.
Okay. Anyway, in recent years, many states have moved in the opposite direction, lowering standards to make it easier for students to pass tests and for schools to avoid the penalties under the 8-year-old No Child Left Behind law. Now, here, the No Child Left Behind was 8 years ago. Now we've got it fixed. Now, by God, no child's going to be left behind. This is 8 years later, and oops, not even close to working. I mean, it is just a disaster. So now, by God, we'll fix it this time on the race to the top. That's what we're going to do. And they're going to have a $4 billion. All the people are competing for $4 billion in school improvement money. They want to have the nationwide standards and... But I'm glad that this time...
Getting it right now.
They're getting it right this time. Yeah. All right. Well, so much for that. Okay. Another thing I got here, which I thought was an interesting... This has nothing to do with anything. Well, no, let me go this first. Ford introduces a new...
Another pointless day where I accomplished nothing.
That's right. The Ford has introduced a new police car. Not content with the ones that we see in the 30s and 40s where they had just the car with the thing on top. But this is the new... New police interceptor, and boy, this is 180.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen some of the police cars?
Oh man,
town?
This is like
are like $30,000 cars.
Oh, and it's like 400 horsepower,
yeah.
Lightweight.
I mean,
stressed, 75 mile
these.
An hour crash.
Yeah,
I'd like to have a car
absolutely.
Like this. You know, and it's
this town's infested with them.
It is. So anyway, it's 115 more horsepower than the Crown Vic, which is heavier. I love this. The 365 horsepower V6.
Boom, boom.
I mean, this is a muscle car you would die for.
Mm-hmm.
And it can.
That's a lot of horsepower there.
Man, on a car that small and that light. So they said the Crown Vic, which I think they're going to stop making, has been around for 15 years, and but I mean, it hadn't been redesigned for a reason. It used to work, but now. They got a new toy. Everybody's going to have to buy it for that. That's good.
Well, they're using Dodge things with Hemis around.
Yeah, I know. They are. Yeah, they are doing those too. But, I mean, there's you know, it's not like you can get away from those guys anymore. I'm thinking, unless you are in the middle of
crap. Electromagnetic pulse gun, I'm thinking.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Bam.
Yeah. You'll have to do something like that. Or maybe a well-aimed laser to the retina.
Yeah.
Well, you got to knock out the radio, too. Well, I guess not. I guess there's no
option. Once you hit the retina.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll knock the radio out as soon as it flips over a few times.
Yeah, that's pretty much. It's probably. I'm guessing that might be illegal to fire out, you know. They have got the red eye detectors on cameras.
Yeah.
So certainly it seems out the back window of your car, you get one of them green lasers,
mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that goes for like a mile or two.
Right.
You know, full 5-10 milliwatts or 100 something.
100 miles.
And then it detects the retina in the following car's eyes. And if there's a badge or
now,
something.
Now, the camera thing, though, that's just the red eye. You're talking about the red eye reduction?
No, yeah. I'm talking about face detectors.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah,
you detect the face, sure, and then you blaze it with,
yeah,
you know.
With a robot.
Yeah. There you go.
Terminator. Done. Put them out of your trunk.
That's
starts
it.
Starts running after them.
Yeah. I saw where an Irish car. This is so
our
great.
Next Jimmy Doan show from the penitentiary.
I don't think they'd allow much.
No, probably
be
not.
Be smuggling in and out these USB drives.
Yeah, USB drives, right? Whoop.
It'd be mm-hmm. in the finger, you know.
Yep. She weighs 4 grams lighter than. Or heavier,
yeah, exactly.
Than
your finger comes off and plugs into the.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. So anyway, the Irish cardinal has apologized to the abuse victims.
Sorry for the
pedophilia that went on. Yeah, I mean, no, that's exactly what it is. Nobody's getting hurt. The fact is, there are like kids everywhere, totally abused, totally taken advantage of, and sworn.
We messed up on that one.
Because God will smite thee. If
our
you
bad.
That's it. Exactly.
And
they're getting away with it.
It's right here.
But this goes in with the Stefan Molyneux thing I was just talking about the blame game. It says, well, we don't want to point any fingers here. They've apparently been a lot of finger, so to speak. And, you know, so we're all, you know, it's all over now. Let's move on. And we pretty much promised not to do it anymore. And, but I love this. This is one of what the Cardinal said. 35 years ago, we were in a different world. We had no guidance. We were in uncharted territory. Now we have higher standards, thankfully, and I certainly wouldn't act in the same way now as I did then. But, I repeat, it wasn't my fault. I wasn't the manager. I did act, and I acquired evidence, and I was not the bishop, and so forth. Not my fault. No, but what gets me is 35 years ago, we didn't have any... pedophilia was just fine. You know, yeah, okay, no problem.
At that point, the church had only been around for 2,000 years.
Right, so...
And
anyway,
now it's 2035.
So now we have new standards that we don't think pedophilia is so good anymore.
Right.
And so please... And what he did was, he apologized with all his heart.
Oh well, all of it.
Then. Yeah.
And
he added, we must humbly continue to deal with the enormity of the hurt caused by the abuse of children by some clergy and religious...
You know,
and hopelessly inadequate response to that.
It's actually, you know what? What's really interesting about this, and I'm probably getting vilified.
It's okay. We're in for vilification. we want vilification.
Exactly. Vilify. Yeah. Slice and dice. You ready for this? The Pope's policy is actually more sensible.
Which is?
The fact is you can say that all these people were abused and whatever. Okay. But what they've done is they've taken something like a groping or something which arguably for thousands of years has been happening and people, you just kind of deal with it and
right.
you shame the people out of it.
Right.
You know, the neighbor gropes your daughter. You know, like you said, you shame them out of it or you, there's a fight and then it's over. It's not like prison for decades.
Right.
And now we've got a legal system which treats this as like a psychological devastating event. I mean, it's a rape. From a legal perspective, it's treated like a rape, like a physical, literal, abusive.
Violent.
Right. And yet, most of these acts are really simple and could be ignored and gotten over a lot easier by these kids if they weren't dragged through a court system and made.
Well, of course, the thing is that a lot of these particular kids in this particular instance, and we saw this up in Boston and so forth, was that they came forward after 20 and 30 years and at least arguably said, you know, this was a devastating thing that happened to me, and I've been living with it.
And I certainly understand that. And all the kids that anybody who is going to come forward or anybody who's going to talk about how devastated they are, I mean, I'm not going to try to minimize that. What I'm trying to say is of all the sexual things that I've seen that have been charged,
right.
I would say three quarters of them should be just, get over it.
And in fact, it's gotten so bad, that especially in the government-run schools, I know some teachers there that literally cannot touch their kids anymore. They used to give them a hug in the morning and say, we're good to see you. Not allowed.
Can't
even do it under any circumstances.
Right.
If you just touch them, it's you're out.
You've got this this big thing with the senator or was it the representative Sasha or whatever the guy a couple weeks ago tickled and groped his assistant, and now it's this.
He's
big
out.
Deal
he's gone.
Well, and I think he should be because of how he tried to cover it all up.
Well, there was also a lot of innuendo, the fact that he was living with young pages,
right,
and yada. I mean, so where go ahead.
I guess in the end, it was handled in a way that is sort of appropriate in the sense that all they did was
kicked him out.
Right. If there was anything,
he was gone.
Right.
Yeah. No, as you say, that a lot of this stuff then they want to federalize it all too, which is the other scary part, is that. You know, the standards in Montana conceivably could be different. I mean, you got sheep and everything in Montana, so, you know. It might be different from New York City or Miami, and they a lot of this stuff just goes off the deep end. No, it's so to speak. So I'm glad that he apologized, and, of course, everybody gets off on that. If it had been done by anybody else, of course, they wouldn't see the light of day.
No.
But it's religion, which is one of
the
things.
Good guys.
Yeah, that's right. They're the good guys. Well, I've been rereading the book by Christopher Hitchens. Which is his, I forget what it's called because I'm actually listening to it on tape.
Religiosity.
No, it's There Is No God or whatever it is. But Christopher, he's written a great, great, fabulous book. And he talks about a lot of this stuff, about the mythologies that are involved and things that you do in the name of religion that by any stretch of the imagination, if it didn't have the blessing of God, so to speak, you would kill these people. I mean, just not only, you're talking about circumcisions and other sexual things that are just normal, everyday, religious, religious things. And because it's under the rubric of religion, it's fine. And yet step out of that, in the same town in New York City, you're in one building, it's just fine. In the other building, they throw away the key forever. Mm-hmm. Same thing. So this is one of the, Okay, anyway, I'm pretty much done with the stuff that I had.
I got one light note.
Okay, right. Good.
And it's real simple. Just watching Joe Biden.
God, there is a light note right there.
Flappy Joe.
Well, exactly. The thing is that it's just that I never thought of I'd ever see anybody. I'm doing a Joe Biden right now. I never thought I'd see anybody make Dan Quayle look
good.
Yeah. I mean.
James Bond.
Yeah, I mean, Quayle is exactly. Quayle is looking slick next to Smiley Joe.
So what did Joe do?
He was introducing somebody, and I guess they hadn't done his notes, and he said something like,
all of the teleprompters are taken up by Obama, so he's got to go ahead. Yeah,
he basically said. And like to mention your mother, God rest her soul. Oh, wait a minute, she's still alive. Oh, she's right over there. Yeah, okay, great. it's like
and of course he was the reason that he said that is the healthcare he had to backtrack is because the healthcare bill hadn't actually been passed yet. As soon as it's passed,
been dead.
Yeah, exactly. the death care bill. That's good.
Well, here comes the Rubik's Cube thing for all you YouTube viewers or whatever it is.
Try to solve it before the end of the show.
This is a nightmare!
Jimmy, anything else?
No, I'm done. I just wanted to look here real quick on Yahoo News to see.
Hello?
It looks as though they're going to... Last I saw, they had 220. They need 216.
Right.
And there were like four or five holdouts, but when Stupak went through, apparently that was the water over the dam that they needed, and they're going to get apparently 221. So.
So you think it's going to pass?
Oh yeah,
it's a done deal. We're in right now. We're
it's sacrilegious, I tell you.
So tomorrow morning, what we do is we start to buy some more gold. wait for the because the simple fact is that there's no way to pay for this thing. I mean, it's going to go crazy. The savings. What's funny about this is a lot of the savings involve cutting some programs that they funded generously over the last 20 and 30 years. And every time they've tried to cut them in the past, the hoorah has been just and they've never done it. In fact, they've expanded them. So the idea that they would cut, that they would find $500 million, $500 billion savings in Medicare is a joke, because the Medicare people, like myself, you know, are going to sit there and say, "But wait a minute, I don't think so."
They punted in some ways to the future Congresses.
Right, and that, well, interestingly enough, there was an item, somebody, I didn't Snopes this, but somebody sent me a link that apparently they had that Harry Reid had stuck in this bill someplace that...
Stuck a feather in his hat. And,
yeah, right. That this bill could not be rescinded by future Congresses. I mean, it was in, which of course...
Me too.
Yeah, you can't, you can say that, right, and you can pass it, and you can sign it into law, but it's like not a law.
Right.
So... I mean, but it was interesting that somebody would actually put it in there. I mean, you might as well say, and by the way, we repealed. Why is it? We're getting what is ringing?
He came back from the bathroom.
No,
his stitchicle.
No.
Hello.
See? Told you.
Okay.
Bam.
Okay.
He's on it.
Okay. Well, he decided. How was it, Stitch?
Stitch, dude.
Was it good?
Bring me in.
All right, you're in, man.
You're in.
All right.
You're in right for the end, which is cool because we can say goodbye to you.
Well, because I kicked off because I was trying to get K-Man to come in.
Ah.
Oh.
Well, we had a couple of phone calls while you were in there, but nobody didn't pick up or did or what?
Yeah,
did...
I'm sorry. I was trying to get K-Man to call in.
Ah. Well, you should, because we got guns to talk about.
Yeah, and I know. You want me, you know, but the problem is that you don't have a secret call-in line.
Ah. Yes. Well,
no.
Actually, we do.
This is the only secret call-in line.
Yeah,
there is no public.
That's right.
Call-in
this is
line.
The secret call-in line.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get K-Man to call in because, you know, K-Man, you know, as far as guns are concerned, K-Man is more esteemable than me by a far margin. So.
Well, of course, anything over what we got here, just about. Although we do have the FN, we do have the FNFAL, right?
There you go. Came out of like that.
Don't we have the FN?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, do we still have ammo for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the Poltergeist has got tons of ammo.
Well, we need to liberate.
But yeah, we're down to like, I think, I don't know. I don't know.
After New Year's, though, Eric doesn't have as much ammo as he used to have.
No, I you're so funny.
Yeah, well, sorry.
You're great.
Okay, right, so anyway.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah, we're wrapping up. So anyway, the fact is that the Obama death care, Obama side plan is passing.
Obama side.
And
bad. You thought that Hitler killed people?
No.
Yeah, look what we can do.
You have no idea.
It's going to be great. It's going to be interesting to see what the. Now we have just to wait around for the campaign season, but it's going to be fascinating. Anyway, this was a great show.
Yep.
Long 2 hours worth or thereabouts.
Yep.
As always.
Yeah. Stitch,
thank you, buddy.
You're the man. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, as always, an extreme pleasure.
And hope you don't forget to take 2 aspirins and some water before you go to bed tonight. So you.
I will. I appreciate the health reform care bill thing.
That's right.
That's
it won't
good.
Be too
That's,
long.
I appreciate that.
It won't be too long before they'll show up at your front door with your pill.
Yeah, exactly. I can't buy aspirin anymore. Is that what you're saying?
It's going to be Soma, you know.
Yeah, rat bastard.
It's going to be Soma from, what was that, 1984? What was the pill that the drug that everybody had to take in?
I don't know.
Was it 1984?
I thought it was Soma. Soylent Green.
Soma was
saying,
a real,
you know?
Thing. I don't remember what the, Soylent Green, that was the other movie, Soylent Green.
No, that was People, though. No, Soma was the drug that they.
It's People, damn you!
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that's great. And thank you all for joining us. This is going to be on the archive for a while, right?
7 days.
7 days.
7 days.
Okay, 7 days.
7 days. Right. So people can blame me for what I said 7 days later. That's good.
But they can't see you.
That's yeah, right. See, you're different.
Yeah.
They know
you're protected.
For solving the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, look at my that. God. Woo! She did it. Yeah. That's so cool.
All right. Well, we do, you know, at least. It got to be a good show. We have Studio Babe.
Heck I mean, yeah, man.
That's
Jeff
it.
Studio Babes can solve Rubik's Cube. You can't beat that.
No, it just wouldn't be a show without it.
No. I mean,
just
throw
the
rock trash
can.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah. That's great.
All right, hey, listen to the Hangar Dogs. We'll have a show probably by the weekend.
Definitely.
All right. Totally.
Thank you, Stitch.
HANGARDOGS.com.
Yep. You guys rock.
Woohoo!
Hey, man. Take
oh, and
care,
don't worry here. Don't we just mention also the School Sucks podcast, which I just keep listening to, and the Wes Bertrand thing, which is the school, and I can't remember what it is now. You have to look on it. It's
we linked to it before.
Yeah, we linked to it before. Anyway, there's a great podcast in the Stefan Molyneux, other than the call-in shows or whatever. He's got
Jimmy's so nice to everybody.
No, it's really, and we've been actually we're getting links from some other places that we didn't even know we were on. So
yeah, like
great.
Some kind of survival school.
Survival court.
Yeah, right. We're getting linked to.
Yeah,
from
you're getting linked to.
From Virginia, Langley,
yeah.
Supreme Court, yeah. Some other places. A lot of .gov and .mil places have been linking
Colorado
to us.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah, yeah, Colorado, Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Stargate. Some all for Chulak, I think, actually linked to
yeah,
us.
Sure, yeah, some Romulan, you know, with the cloaking device and all.
That's right. They want to keep up to snuff and see if we really had it down.
Tatooine.
Yep. Tatooine, absolutely.
Oh,
that's
Tatooine,
yeah.
But I don't think it exists anymore.
No.
Oh, wait.
No, Alderaan. That's Alderaan.
That was Alderaan.
Yeah, that link got shut down.
Yeah, well, it's, Stargate, you know, it sucks missing. Being them. They
Which
don't
also
pay their bills.
Was let me ask you a quick question. Was Darth Vader there when they blew up Alderaan? Was he actually on the bridge when they did it, or was it just...
Yeah, he was on the bridge.
He was holding it.
What I don't understand
he was
is
with
this.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Okay, what I don't understand is this. At the final number six, whatever it is, when they got them all together and he was like a hero... Didn't he just like kill like 4 or 5 or 10 billion people, and then he's okay at the end?
We said
no,
he was
that's
sorry.
The way it works, man.
Okay, I was just
he
curious.
Said, he said sorry.
He said sorry. Okay, he was okay.
Sorry, all sins are revenge.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No sweat, GI.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood.
No black snake.
Yeah, no, that's the way liberals work, my friend.
I want to confirm that you could kill 4 or 10 or whatever it was 20 billion people and have
still show up with Yoda and Obi Wan.
You know, have a
hang out with Yoda and Obi Wan.
Yeah,
you could create an
afterlife.
You could create a tremor in the Force,
right,
and still live on forever.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
See, but he had the Force going for him, so he was already kind of abdicated of all that stuff. So.
Yeah, he was Catholic.
That's right.
Stitch.
He had the Force going for him.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's cleared of original. You know,
okay.
Darth Vader sin.
All right, I'm leaving. Bye-bye.
All right, here's a little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young live for you. And we'll see you later. Thank you for listening to the part two of the March 21st, 2010 Keto Show.
And Stitch.
And Stitch. Special guest.
Almost cut my hair. Happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it wasn't in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak. Because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch. This year, I get myself together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather.